If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
My son might get kicked out of daycare for humping a girl in his class. Please help.
Oh, God. What a message to come out of the gate with.
I'm so flattered they thought of us.
They're like, I know who can help. Those two idiots on the radio.
Good morning, guys. I'm choosing to remain anonymous on this message, if that's okay. I really appreciate it. I listen to both of you each morning. I never thought I would be writing in for something like this, but I guess I really have nothing to lose, so what the heck. Our son's daycare called about an issue not too long ago. He was humping one of his friends in the class who's a girl. And then he asked her if she could touch his what he likes to call Willy. And I know.
Oh, wow.
I know it's embarrassing and I'm beyond mortified. They've been friends since before they could walk and were very close with this little girl and her mom. Our son's 4 years old. And from the age of two-ish, he has humped on his bed, the floor, the couch, etc. And we spoke to him about it on numerous occasions. How is it only appropriate in private, except, oh, how it's only appropriate in private to do that. Okay. One time I punished him because he started acting up in the middle of a Home Depot, pretending to hump one of the potted plants in the garden section.
What?
God. But for the last year or so, it has, it's been a pretty rare thing. From a young age, we have been making it clear that private parts are for privates and he should never touch other people's. I would love some advice about how to deal with this issue and what to discuss with him about it. Any thoughts or advice would be fantastic, especially if there's child counselors listening or other parents. I know it's embarrassing and I sound crazy, but I would love any help. Thanks so much. All right. Her son's four. He humped a girl in his daycare class and then asked her to touch his willy. This is
4 or 40. Like, wow.
So
this is crazy.
I know it comes off as ridiculous and, you know, it's hard not to laugh. But at the same time, it's a cry for help. Yeah. This could be concerning.
Very much so. Very much so.
Parents. I'm trying to think back.
Did you do this? Is this a you thing?
I can't.
Let's get Lois on the line.
How do I go back in my head 36 years? I don't know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
585-252-9800. We'd love to hear from you guys on this. Okay, so what do you do? I mean,
just what you do with a dog. Swat it away.
What?
Just do what you do with a dog.
No.
Swat it away. This person says, is this a child or a dog? I'm so confused. No, this help is
a,
app.
Yeah, this is a four-year-old.
What is he, a dog? Is he identifying as a dog? You have to get this under control. A four-year-old should not be humping. P.S. My actual dog got kicked out of doggy daycare for doing the same type of behavior. So I'm in favor of the school staff. Wow.
Now, first of all, there's a couple things that went way south here, okay? First of all, he did it to another child. It happened to be a girl. But then he took it a step further and was like, touch my private part. I'm like, no. Where did he learn that from?
And then he was humping a fern at Lowe's.
Home Depot. Get more done. Let's go over to Krista. Good morning, guys. Yes, I am laughing. But the place where it crossed over the line from seemingly normal child behavior to questionable is when he started doing it to his friend and asking her to touch him. I would probe further into where he got that idea from.
Yeah, that's the biggest question on the text line. My question is, where is this four-year-old learning this?
I would possibly consult his pediatrician to see if this typical behavior for that age is alarming, or should this be considered a red flag? Because I don't know, as a parent, I would be extremely alarmed.
I don't know if I would consider this typical behavior by any means. This person says, I'm a kindergarten teacher and this happens sometimes.
Yeah, it happens
He has sensory input issues, clearly. You need to talk to an OT ASAP.
You got to get an OT on the phone.
I feel like, you know, an occupational therapist would do wonders for sure.
Just to see, like, hey, you know, Chet, where's your head at?
Chet.
Who's
Chet?
I don't know. I'm just coming up with a name. Oh, you know okay. What I mean? Chet. I know. It's probably a ridiculous name.
I was like, ChatGPT? What?
Megan says, I remember I was babysitting a toddler once. He was my mom's cousin's son. He was 2 or 3, and I was probably around 16 at the time. He asked me to play a game. I said, okay. He climbed under the covers. Then he said, okay, now we take off our clothes and we kiss. What?
Okay, so
what blows my mind that a kid would know something like that at 3?
So
what's going on?
This person says, is there an adult in his life behaving inappropriately with him?
That's a great question.
This seems very concerning.
That is a great question. Can we hear from some therapists owing in this morning? We'd love to hear from you if you happen to be listening. 585-252-9800. And if you are just tuning in, we got a message from, I won't say her name, but she wants to remain anonymous. And her son could potentially get kicked out of daycare for an issue. He caused a scene not too long ago. He was humping one of his friends in class who was a girl. And then after he got done humping her, he asked if she could touch his willy.
Okay.
Right.
Of course.
Chris is texting in. Does the child have access to technology like a tablet? If so, I would suspect he's been seeing some things you probably wish a four-year-old hadn't. That's a great question.
This person says, I love you guys a lot, but why on earth is this mom calling you and not a professional that can actually weigh in instead of asking for community feedback?
So, All kidding aside, this message comes in on Facebook yesterday, and I'm reading it. And the first thing that popped in my head was like, what does she want us to do?
Right, what?
I was like, I'll read it. Yeah, I was like, what are we going to do?
Nothing.
Here's a therapist. Good morning, guys. Therapist here in Rochester. Just a heads up to that mom. Asking another child to touch his private parts is a potential sign that's worth investigating. Please do not ignore it. It could be nothing, but that's not a reason to look away. Also, the behavior was something that I did as a child, and I was sexually abused. All the adults in my life knew this, but did nothing about it. Pay close attention to his actions moving forward. If this mom wants my number, I would be happy to speak to her free of charge. She left her contact. All right, I will definitely hold on to this and pass it along to this mom.
Definitely concerning, right, to say the least.
That's one resource. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Highly recommend the book Sex Ed. It's all about what's normal and not for kids up to the age of 6 regarding sexuality and how to encourage a healthy sexuality themselves. It also has CSA prevention advice in it. What is CSA?
Maybe like sexual assault. I'm not sure.
Oh, got it. And then I have a text coming in from a Gina. It very much sounds like a pediatrician or GP visit to establish a cause if no known explanation exists at this time.
Right.
Kids that young typically don't do that kind of thing unless they've learned it from somewhere or if there's no medical or psychological explanation. Have them meet with someone. Yeah, but going back into daycare and risking this taking place again, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
By the way, what do you say to the little girl's mom? How do you have that conversation?
So sorry, my son humped your daughter and then asked her to touch his willy.
Yeah. But if it makes you feel any better...
Get away from me.
He also did it to a fern at Home Depot.
Right.
All right, I'm passing this number from this therapist over.
I think it's time
we
bring this to somebody who can do a lot more.
Well, we never expected it was going to be us. But of course, we have a platform. We use it. And some people, they weigh in and they help, kind of like this woman.
One more text. I'm a child psychologist and a mom of a 4-year-old boy. This is not typical behavior by any means. This usually resides when a child has either seen too much of this behavior on television or have been getting this done to themselves. I would definitely recommend seeing a child psychologist just to chat and see if there's any underlying concerns.
Thank you guys so much. We can't do it without you.
No, we literally can't.
We literally can't do it. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. There's a lot of text coming in here, but we have some help we're going to go ahead and offer our listener here. Hey, if you are soliciting, best wishes. Thank you for the message. Your secret's safe with us. We're going to take a quick break. It's Peaks My Mornings. We'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.